wonder what the trouble is. Donald Trump! And things like, you know, the capital gains tax rate not being equal to the income tax rate. It doesn't make any gosh darn sense. I'm Maggie Dawn. Welcome back, or welcome if you're just joining us. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined by Brian Kelly. We're taking your calls and comments this last half hour of our show. You're going to have the Dominic Salvia Show coming up after me at the top of the hour. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Brian, I don't know about you, but like when I listen to Erica and Morris and a lot of these other guests talk about these differentials in the tax rates, I can't help but think of the litany of Republicans that have railed against handouts, right? And bootstraps and all of this stuff. You know, when you have a tax rate that is lower than the way the capital gains or whatever we're talking about, right? Or corporate tax rates that are lower than what we as working Americans pay, that is a version of a handout because that is money that the government is not collecting. It's like, it's as if we collected it and gave it right back to these people, right? That is a handout. Not collecting tax is a handout. And they are, meaning the government, Trump and Republicans, are picking winners and losers. They just don't want people to understand that the winners that they're picking are billionaires and corporations and rich people that have more than $1 million to get to invest to earn.
Maggie, there's a little bit more insidious thing here too, because people are being told what an American is, some rugged person who works on his own and does the hard work and takes the shirt off and chops the wood and does all the things that need to be doing to be an American. He doesn't need a lift up. He just needs, you know, just to feel important. And that's the story.
Work harder.
And that's the story that they're telling, because they don't, because you have to tell a story when you don't actually have concrete reasons why you should give all these people money. That's what it is.
It's a government giveaway to rich people. There is absolutely no reason why the capital gains tax shouldn't be north of 40%. No, it will not kill investment. No, it will not kill small businesses. And I mentioned this, and we didn't have a chance to get to it with Erica and Morris because that time goes so fast. But consider this. At the end of 1986, we took the top capital gains tax rate to 28% from 20%. Okay, this is back in the 80s, late 80s. By 1987, the market roared up 40%. So we raised capital gains taxes 8% in 86, and the market went up 40% in 87. So no, that's garbage. How about this more recent example in 2013? We increased the capital gains tax to 23.8%. That's where it is now, up from 15%. Again, about an 8% raise, not dissimilar to that 1986 increase to the capital gains tax rate. Okay, from 15 to 23, nearly 24%. The S&P climbed 30%. It was the best year following that tax increase in 2014 for stocks over 20 years, basically since that period of time in the 80s. I mean, empirically, the nonsense that they're spewing just doesn't track. It's not true. And again, when we talk about who owns investments in this country, the top 1% of Americans owns half of the value of all stocks in this country. So, yeah, we're not talking about mom and pop investors in your 401k. Nope. You're talking about the top 1%. And again, we're talking about raising capital gains tax rates on people that earn over a million. So you're not, if you earn less than a million, this isn't you, right? I just don't get it.
Maggie,
I do not understand it.
Maggie, it's like your older brother who has played Monopoly for years is the banker and trying to give you advice on how to go and trade with him for more of the properties. And if you just get Broadway, that's the best property. So here, you just take Broadway and I'll take your four monopolies over there, and that's a really good trade for you, right? And I'm the banker too.
I'm not sure I totally follow the analogy, but I appreciate the
effort. It's someone trying to take advantage of the rules and trying to make things seem like it isn't what it is. And they're trying to demonize people like it's if you give other people money, you're taking it away from somebody else too. They're not just telling you that it's, you know, we're giving it for the billionaires to go and help them. They're also telling you they're taking it away from the bad people and giving it to the good people. That's part of the story they're telling.
Yeah, so we just got a text in, two of them, from someone in the 414 that says Republicans believe in hard work and earning your money, not sitting on the couch and getting and getting and getting. No, they don't, because they don't tax people who sit on the couch and just reap in investment returns. They don't tax those people as much as people who actually work. Republicans are the ones that want rich people who sit on the couch and do nothing but let the money roll in. They want those people taxed less than you, the texter from the 414, than Brian or me, who go to work every day. It is completely the opposite of what they say, right? Like, that is the fundamental bottom line. If you believe that people should work for a living and be treated fairly, then you believe in higher capital gains taxes. You believe in banning stock buybacks. You believe in higher corporate tax rates. That is what values work over sitting on the couch and doing nothing. What's your opinion out there? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. 4842, call a texter from the 414. You want to call and talk about this? Let's do it. Please keep listening, because this is the whole shooting match. And speaking of one of the things that actual working people struggle with all of the time, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance walking right into the sludge yet again, screwing up massively. I don't know how they're not prepared to answer these questions. Both J.D. Vance and Donald Trump last week were asked about the skyrocketing costs of childcare, which let's noodle through this together, Brian. Hey, we're married and we both want to work. It means that our kids have to go to a place where they're cared for, and then we have to pay for that. And it's really expensive. Now, I'm going to start with Trump's rambling, totally incoherent answer. He was speaking to the New York City Economic Forum on Friday. The last question of the forum was about childcare. How do people pay for it? What are your proposals? Is the question included in the clip, Brian, or is it just Trump? Question is in the clip, because I think the setup, the question here, really expertly asked, and she's asking for specifics, and listen to the total nonsense that comes out of Trump's mouth.
Take a listen.
If you win in November, can you commit to prioritizing legislation to make childcare affordable? And if so, what specific piece of legislation will you advance?
Well, I would do that, and we're sitting down. You know, I was somebody. We had Senator Marco Rubio, and my daughter Ivanka was so impactful on that issue. It's a very important issue. But I think when you talk about the kind of numbers that I'm talking about, that, because look, childcare is, couldn't, you know, there's something, you have to have it. In this country, you have to have it. But when you talk about those numbers compared to the kind of numbers that I'm talking about by taxing foreign nations at levels that they're not used to, but they'll get used to it very quickly. And it's not going to stop them from doing business with us, but they'll have a very substantial tax when they send product into our country.
What? I mean, and it goes on. He continues to say those numbers are so much bigger than any numbers we were talking about, including childcare. He's talking about his tariffs. Somehow tariffs, which every economist that is objective will tell you is simply a sales tax on consumers. Again, consumers are the middle class. Billionaires are not the consumer class. That is the middle class. That tariffs equal sales tax on middle-class people. How is taxing middle-class people more going to help them pay for childcare? It doesn't make any sense. Also, this line, Brian, childcare is childcare. Thank you, Albert Einstein.
I mean we need, not since I said things are important. I covered for you one day and I said the term things are important. Not since that have I heard anything more brilliant than what I said.
That's Donald Trump. Things are important. Child care is child care. It's something you got to have it. She asked him for a specific proposal. There is no answer because Donald Trump doesn't care about the middle class. This is a perfect exemplar, in my opinion, of this claptrap generalities that get trotted out by Republicans. What actually are you going to do so that people can work? The thing that you care about so deeply that Americans work? Yep, they're trying to, but childcare is killing the middle class, childcare expenses. It's just ridiculous. I have to say with childcare, I want to stay with childcare, but those numbers are small relative to the economic numbers that I'm talking about.
What numbers are you talking about specifically?
No one knows.
What you just said the numbers I'm talking about. What numbers are you talking about? What specifically are you talking about? Can you say literally anything that means anything at all? And by the way, this isn't something new. This isn't a new Republican thing, by the way. It's been since before Obama, they haven't said anything actual or even relatively true. They haven't said anything of substance. They've been going for the politics of spite to win. Why? What advance? What magical? They've lost it. They don't even know why they want to win anymore, because when you ask them, what will you do when they win, they can't give you a straight answer.
No, because there's no plan for childcare, right? And by the way, here's what Trump ended his comments with. This is before the Economic Forum of New York on Friday. He said, we're going to be taking in trillions of dollars. If he's talking about the tariffs, he means taking trillions of dollars from you in additional sales taxes. We're going to be taking in trillions of dollars. And as much as childcare is talked about as being expensive, it's relatively speaking, not very expensive. You think Donald Trump has ever had to actually pay for or find childcare? I do not think so. We need to take a listen also. We'll do it when we come back, I think, Brian, because J.D. Vance also weighed in on childcare and also gave some non-answer baloney, out-of-touch garbage that speaks nothing to the actual problem of working-class families in the state of Wisconsin and how they afford childcare. Why does capital gains tax matter to you? Because instead of having programs that help fund affordable childcare, the Trump administration and Republicans want to give capital gains tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires. That is why the capital gains tax rate matters to you. We're going to listen to J.D. Vance. We're going to take your calls and texts when we come back. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. All of that and so much more coming up next here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. That other voice is Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Calls and text lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
Many things said that nobody knew about and said in a very strong way.
They want to get going, and they're going to get going, and we have a lot of these things happening.